BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Kevin Baggett, the Ryder Bronx, out of the Mac. Coach, good to see you again. How's life up there in Lawrenceville, the Joseph, my brother?
Good to be seen. Everything is all as well. We're in our season now, and, I'm excited. We got 8 new guys. We got a lot of teaching going on, but it's been exciting so far.
And, Coach, for you, man, starting off your year 13 as a head coach, been there since 06, man. And this business of coaching that we're both into, man, how's it cool to be at one spot for so long to be able to raise your family once without having to move, man?
You know what? It's been a blessing, man. I thank God every day that I get up and have an opportunity to come to this job and be the head coach of this university. But I'm also very thankful for our athletic director and Don Harnum, our president and Greg DeLomo, who's believed in me from the start of this thing. And I'm just appreciative because, again, I know, you know, our tenures are short. You're hired to be fired. You know, and I'm thankful we've built a really good, consistent program here with great student athletes, great people, first and foremost. And again, it's all about the people, man. It's all about the coaches and the players and the administration, because without them, there's no me. So I'm thankful, and I don't take that for granted. And it just gets harder as you're somewhere for so long, man. You know, some people get tired of you, you get tired of them. So it's been a great marriage so far, and I hope to continue to be here as long as they'll have me.
And, Coach, you have 7 winning seasons as the head coach here. And, you know, being a Mac, we have to play bye games, tough conference games. So talk about just the fans who don't really understand how hard it is to really have a winning record in lower D1. We have to go play bye games and hit tough 1B leads and win the way you have done over your tenure here at Ryder.
Yeah, so for those that don't understand it, like for Ryder University, I'm asked to go and raise money for the athletic department, for the university. So if you looked at my schedule last year, which was really tough, we got off to a slow start. I swore I didn't want to do it again, but I was asked to do it again this year. We got UCLA, we got San Diego, we got Villanova, we got Iowa, we got NC State. You know, that puts a lot on not only myself, but on our players, you know. And again, we want to go out and compete. We want our share of games against some of these high-level teams. But at the end of the day, like, that does something to guys' psyche sometimes when you're playing a bigger, stronger, more athletic program. You know, going into these games that, you know, from the officiating standpoint, I don't want to put it out on blast like that, but you know you're not supposed to win those games, right? And so, you know, so there's so many things that go, variables that go into it before you even get onto the court. You know, it's a lot of pressure. And if you go back and abstract a lot of those games out of my record, man, my record would be even better than what it is. And so, but again, that's something that's a partnership in with that I have with the university. I'm willing to team with them and be a, you know, a team player in terms of raising money for the university. We'll raise over $400,000 again for our university. And so anything that I can do that would help this university, I'm always willing to do it. They've been gracious and great to me. And you know, I don't mind doing that. But again, you hope that doesn't set you back when it comes time for league play or injuries or what have you, or just the guy's mental. It took us a minute to get their mentals right. And, you know, that's the part that's hard and people don't understand.
Speak to being Tennessee State coach, being 3-10 for the OVC play, right. 4-9, and having to tell the younger dudes, like, man, it's part of it. It's part right. of it. Don't. Right. We're doing this for a bigger cause. We want to win. We might think it's right. be healthy after this and not let it right. affect you when the games really count to Christmas. That's Absolutely. What I tell the young guys.
Right, right,
I'm
right.
used to it being since we had to raise money. So we're going to be either 3-10, 4-9, 5-8, something like that.
But obviously, yeah, but along the way, you know, this boss man, just compete. You know, in some of those games you win, right? And so, and if you do win those games, that really set you up for a really, hopefully set you up for a really good season. And so, again, man, it's just, it's hard, but that's why we try and recruit the best players. And we all do, don't get me wrong, but that's why we try and recruit the top players, top transfers that can help us to go and compete against these programs. And you know, some of these guys have come out of some of these programs, Tariq Ingram from Wake Forest or Zion Cruz from DePaul, you know, so they know what it's like on the other end of this. So, you know, I just hope that we have the right makeup and the right team this year to go out and compete against this tough schedule that we have.
You know, and coach, having 8 new guys, coach, man, for you this offseason, was it more about trying to develop their games individually, trying to input some team stuff early? So now we're in this fall period here before November the 4th comes, they're kind of knowing the concepts, knowing our schemes, knowing what we're doing defensively, offensively. So it's not such much a crash course now. You kind of can't prepare yourself the right way for November the 4th, which is coming in with it right there in a month or so.
Yeah, so we have to, and this is the new way of the world now with the portal. And I used to feel for Calipari back in the day when he would recruit all freshmen and get them in there all new, and a year later they'd be gone. And so that's kind of where we're at now. It's kind of where college basketball is. Everybody more or less is going to have a new roster every year. And for us, it's a lot of teaching. I'm very detail-oriented about everything. And so it takes a student-athlete a minute to learn everything it is that we're trying to, you know, to teach them as far as how to play, because more importantly, when they come in our program, I'm trying to assure them that if you come in here, you listen, you learn, you get in the gym, we'll help you to become a professional, whether it's in the NBA or overseas. But there's a lot to that, you know, and when you're only getting them for a short period of time, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, who knows, it's difficult because a lot of these guys have not been taught very much at all. And I tell these guys all the time, like the players or coaches that you've coached under or played under, excuse me, did you a disservice. And so we're not going to do you a disservice in this program, which is partly why we've been here as long as we have, because we do try and teach and educate our guys how to play. Yeah, they're bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're not a play. And so now when you come into our program, not only offensively, but in particular defensively, we're trying to teach you how to defend and play better defense. And hopefully that'll carry over when it comes time for you to have an opportunity to turn pro. And we know this because some of our guys that have come back and done Zooms with our guys, they'll tell them, they'll you know, some of these owners or coaches will say, you've been coached in the program that you're in. That's the ultimate compliment for our program. And so when our players hear that, it's like, okay, you know what? Maybe we ought to listen. Maybe we ought to lock in a little bit more and do what it is coach is asking us to do. And so that's the biggest part of just trying to get this new group of guys to get there sooner than later, especially with the schedule that we have.
No, 100%, coach. You know, having experienced young men, especially because we know you being the MAC, it's about the conference tournament, you know, right, in Atlantic City. So having older guys who are experienced, who have been coached, they can execute under pressure in those three to four days in Atlantic City, man. Talk about those having those young men on the roster that's played and who can know how to win close games and aren't affected by pressure and adversity of trying to win.
Yeah, and we dealt with that again last year. Even though we had a veteran-laden team, we go in, we're on a seven-game winning streak, and we lose in the first round again to my nemesis, St. Peter's, when it comes to that MAC tournament. So we go out and we get more experience. We're trying – again, I talk about the lay of the land and where it's at with the portal now. I'm not going to go out and recruit as many high school guys, right? And so this year I only have two high school guys. Our roster is made up of transfers out of the portal. And also the way that we've started to identify it is find other transfers from the junior college that were in four-year programs that it just didn't work out for them maybe in those programs. But I'm assuming and hoping that they've been taught and understand what it is to be at a Division I level. And then when they go to junior college for that year, then those are the type of transfers that I'm looking for. I'm not necessarily looking for that transfer that's never been exposed to the Division I level. And so that's kind of the way we kind of built this roster with experience. And so I'm hoping that this experience going in and playing this schedule and then the experience that we have, that it'll help us to prevail this year when it comes to that MAC tournament.
No doubt, Coach. Like I said, man, for you guys, it's really about that. That little window right there.
Absolutely.
You're trying to peak at the right time. And you right. did pass. I thought last year, Coach, was we chatting because you had that yeah. AES on the stress. Okay, Coach Ballinger going to win this thing on the right track.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. I claimed it a long time ago. It's God's time, man. But I'm hoping this is God's time for me now.
You got that right, man. And you know what, Coach? You know, I look about having older guys, man, in close games, man. They know how to make the free throws and how to make those blockouts and take the charge, make the right rotation, make the right IQ play, or right. can break off a play, whether they're a young guy trying to look to you for guidance, I don't know, right. late in games. So about that piece of it, Coach, having older guys who can really execute and close games, man, because those little small details like you talked about, free throw, blockouts, free throws, right rotations, right. the right pass, breaking off a play, those matter. And having experience of playing, it really helps you in that regard.
Yeah, experience matters. Guys that have been under that duress a little bit, haven't played in, you know, X amount of games, that's important. Last year, we had a guy like Mervin James, man, that when the game was on the line, we were going to make sure we got the ball in his hands. One, because we knew something good was going to happen. Secondly, if he got fouled, we knew he was going to be able to get to the free throw line and make those pressure free throws. And as a team, we shot him really well last year. And we try and practice that all the time with our guys, but there's nothing greater than having guys that have experience and have gone through it and been through it. And so we have a number of guys now that have gone and have a number of games under their belt that I'm hoping when those times show up and will show up that they make the free throws, especially when that game is on the line, man. That's the difference of winning and not winning. And as you said, getting into that tournament, winning a game here, getting a seeding there. And so experience is always the most important thing and the biggest value of anybody's program.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, man, how do you go about trying to keep guys fresh as well? Because I know in this new era we in, that's not October 15th anymore. It went back when you and I was playing.
Right.
It's all year long there after finals come back in the summer. So how do you kind of balance guys not getting burnt out, you know, with being with you so much and being practicing and preparing without them staying, say, healthy all year long?
Yeah, so we've come to learn as coaches now that one, our players, their attention spans aren't nearly as long as it was when we were coming up, right? Secondly, due to the fact that they are constantly playing year-round, I just don't practice nearly as long. We'll watch more film because I still think that's a big part of it. I think telling your guys what it is that they're doing right or wrong, some of that, yes, is great, But being able to show it as well, I think that really helps it as well. Some of these kids learn in different ways. And then I've never been a guy that practice our guys long. And if we're gonna have a second practice, I call it a mental practice. We'll come back, we'll introduce some plays, we'll introduce maybe a press, anything that it is that we could do without putting any more stress on their bodies, having practice and asking them to lift weights and get up and go to class to travel. All of that at the end of the day, plays a part in these guys and trying to keep them healthy. And so, knock on wood, we were healthy last year. The way that we make sure that the recovery, what it is that they're putting in their bodies, the rest, the treatment every day, even when your body feels good, making sure you stay on top of getting treatment and getting your rest and all of those things are important. Stay off the phones. I think these guys don't understand the importance of putting them away and just, shutting it down and getting your rest. And so those are all the things that we take into account as the year goes on. And we'll practice early, long. We'll go a little bit longer early on. But as we start to get into, conference play or not conference play, in the conference, we cut it back even more. And so we've been pretty good at making sure that we keep our guys healthy. And again, also having depth, right? There's
Yes.
nothing like having depth. And we try and play a lot of guys. And my biggest thing that since I've been a coach and having been a former player, show up to practice every day. Give me everything you got. You deserve to play if you do those things. And so that allows us to be able to play a lot more guys. It allows guys to come in and say, well, if I'm practicing, I'm doing what coaches asked me to do, I get an opportunity to play. And if you don't play, I don't want those guys on the end of the bench sulking and not being happy. And so that takes a part in your locker room as well. So there's so many factors that go into it. But like I said, the way that we've done it, it's been pretty successful.
No doubt, coach. I think young men like playing for somebody like you, where you know this opportunity, if I'm consistent with my work and my habits, I have a chance. Not with some guys who you and I both know, we won't say no names, but they have a little rotation. It's gonna stop at eight, sometimes seven, or 66, or 66 and a half. Okay, let's be real. So if the other guys, why am I showing up to practice if I know you ain't putting seven focus every day?
And I was that player at one point. So and I understand that. And as I got into coaching, I'm like, you know what? I want these kids to come and give me everything. If you're asking them to give you everything that you got and they do that, then you got to reward them, man. I'm not saying they're gonna play as many minutes as maybe someone else ahead of them, but they're playing and they feel like they're contributing. And I think that's important.
No doubt. As much as my dad would say, you got to keep guys alive.
You do. Absolutely. That's key. There you go. Well
Yeah,
said.
keep alive. I remember my dad was a high school coach. He would tell guys day one, I view you as a screener, a corner three guy, a pick and pop guy. He said, it's your job to work hard and
Yes.
show me you're not that guy in terms of my opinion of your role.
That's a good way to say it.
That's what my
Because
dad would
everybody thinks their role is something different, right? As
say.
opposed to coach, So then you give them an opportunity to either prove you right or prove you wrong, right?
Hey, coach, man, my dad was a, well, I would watch him do it. I'm like, he said, this is what you're going to do. It proved me wrong.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Hey, my dad would be, that old Atlanta dude, about, he's in care. He's like, this is what you
Yeah.
show me. He
Right. Exactly.
said, I'm
Exactly.
Missouri. Show me, son.
Right. Oh, one of my coaches said that the other day in practice. So that registers to me all the time, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, coach, you got a couple of guys, man, from Georgia. Start with Andre Young, man. What you like about that young man's game, coach, to basically want to make it part of your program, man?
Yeah, so again, man, we've been fortunate, Coach Washington, out of Pebble Brook High School. We've had Dwight Murray, we've had Mervin James, and now Coach Wash hit us up again and said, hey, man, we have another young man transferred, left Troy, the guy I mentioned to you early on, Troy University, tore his shoulder up there, ended up going to play for a year at the junior college. And then, you know what, man, I really believe in what Coach Washington does at Pebble Brook. The way he coaches his guys is similar to what we do here, and the way he loves up on his guys, similar to here, man. And now that relationship has allowed us to be able to go back into his program, having seen what we've done for his other players who both are playing professionally at this point. And so we're pretty excited about Andre. Andre's a he's an undersized point guard, man. Is he fast? He can score the ball. And he's gonna be a pesky guy on defense. And so again, man, we've had success with the two Pebblebrook guys. I'm trusting the fact that this will continue again with Andre in our program as well.
And I got Zacho Littleton from Albany, Georgia, a town I go to pretty often. I forgot friends and family down in Albany, Georgia. What about his game, coach?
Yeah, so Zacho comes to us. Again, he was a young man that I mentioned to you, started out at App State and then ended up going to junior college. Coach Tindell, who's out at the junior college that he played for, is a former high major Division I coach. And so I know this young man's been coached. Zacho's been coached. He's a gentleman, a young man that could really shoot the ball. So we're excited about having him in our program. Again, by way of knowing Dwight Murray and all of those guys, they all know one another there. And so everything that came out of, you know, when we were going to recruit Zacho and everything that we heard about his work ethic, his character, we got really excited about it. I know we had some competition recruiting wise, but we did our due diligence and we thought that he'd be a good fit for what we had lost out of our roster from last year. And so I'm excited because I said to him, listen, be my Steph Curry. You know, be ready to just hunt shots and be ready to knock them down. We need, you know, everybody needs guys that can make threes, man. And so he's a guy that we're going to lean on a great deal to take a lot of threes and make a lot of threes.
No doubt, Coach. And that's one for you, man. So, Coach, man, how have you been able to get away from the game a little bit, decompress a little bit when you're not going so hard, man? So how are you getting away from the game but then keeping your mental right, man?
Yeah, you know what, man? This was the first summer that I really committed to golf the way that I did, right? And I did some traveling. I went to Croatia, which was beautiful. And then I took my family to Jamaica, which is also beautiful. That's about our third time there. But I really took up a lot of golf, man. I wanted to do it. I'm a workaholic. But yet, as I get older, I'm like, you know what? This job's going to be here at the end of the day longer than, you know, than I'll ever exist. And so, just getting away, getting a clean and fresh mind, man, and just to be able to reboot, you know, because this thing goes year round, all year round, whether it's recruiting or it's going out and you know, just practicing with our guys or whatever, doing Zooms with our returning guys and what have you, and going out and having to raise money. And now you got the NIL now that you got to raise money for. So it's 24/7, 365, man. So I just started to say to myself, you gotta take a step back from this. Don't let it kill you. You know, because again, it will kill you. And so I really started playing well. And my best friend and I have been going at it. We've been talking a lot of junk amongst one another. And so I started to reap some of my work that I put into it. And so, man, I'm excited about it. And it's too bad that I got to put the clubs down now, but I'm back to my day job, man.
Hey, Coach, you know what, man? I have not made the transition from top golf to real golf. I'm pretty good at top golf.
That's a major transition.
So I will try to take this top golf confidence I have, take it to the real course. I'm pretty good at top golf right now, Coach. Getting the ball far to get all them points, man, with me and my guys go out there and play top golf.
All right. I tell you what, man, it's addictive. Now, that's the hardest sport to me that I've tried a lot of sports, man. But when it comes to golf and that little ball that you think that you can hit a long way, man, it's not all about that, man. So you really got to practice it just like anything else. And like basketball became second nature to us. So now you got to go back and do that for golf where it becomes second nature to you. But I've watched guys on the professional level with golf, Tiger Woods and all of them. Just when you think you got to figure it out, you don't have it figured out. So it's an interesting sport, but it's a good one.
It's good, because so some of my teammates, they can't really do what I do anymore. They kind of life is getting to them. So we can go do top golf and we can go bowl, and it's not physically harming for them.
Right.
I love doing tennis as well.
Okay.
But my teammates can't do that.
Right.
So we found top golf and bowling as ways we can compete, and I heard we're not telling nobody about it.
It's still a way to talk junk, man. Which is
yes.
If you're an athlete, man, once an athlete, always an athlete, man, and a competitor. So that's exactly what I am.
Looking forward to the next Friday, Coach. First Take is gonna be at Tennessee State, so we're gonna be at First Take.
Oh, beautiful!
It's our homecoming week.
Okay. Hey, man, I did 2 years at Howard, man. There's nothing like homecoming at an HBCU, man. It's unbelievable, and it's a great experience. The bands are awesome, man. That's going to be awesome. I can only imagine, man.
Hey, Coach, back-to-back weeks, man. homecoming at Tennessee State. Then we play at Howard.
Oh, okay.
The 19th. So I'm going there because the Hawks don't start until the 23rd. So I got a little break between in the preseason and the season started. So I'm going to go to D.C. So that's support. Go up to Howard, see my man, Coach Scott, Coach Blakeney, and hang out up there for a few days and come back to Atlanta and then get ready for the season again, year 15.
Yeah, well, those guys do a great job at Howard, man. I had a great experience there. It was fun and just – the camaraderie, man, when it comes time to go to an HBCU game, man, nothing like it. Nothing like it at all, man. So I'm excited for you.
No, hey, Coach, before you go, man, Howard plays Tennessee State in basketball in Atlanta, too.
Oh, is that right?
On November 13th at Georgia State Arena. They come into Atlanta, so I'll see Penny and KB go right there. So it's going, I'm going to see a lot of HU. You know it.
Oh, yeah. You know the bands, everybody going to be up in there rocking, man. So that's going to be a heck of a time.
But, Coach, good to have you on the show again, as always, Coach. I love our chats, man. I wish you best of luck to you. And hopefully, talking again in March once you win that thing in Atlantic City, man.
Hey, I want you to come celebrate with us when we do, man. It's going to happen for us, man. It's our time. So I appreciate it. Always enjoy being on your show.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. Be safe.
Will do.
All right. Have a good one.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.